Send more help. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addresses a meeting of the United Nations Security Council today to ask for more support against the Russian military.
If we had already got what we needed, all these planes, tanks, artillery, anti-missile, and anti-ship weapons, we could have saved thousands of people. I do not blame you. I only blame the Russian military, but you could have helped.
President Zelensky in his nightly address there. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee has a clear path to confirmation.
Now it's time for the full Senate to debate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination. That's because a tie in the Judiciary Committee led to a full Senate procedural vote. The result?
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47.
All 50 Democrats and independents were joined by three Republicans, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney. A final vote could come in the Senate as early as Thursday to confirm the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There's a deal in Congress for more COVID funding.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Utah Republican Mitt Romney announced a breakthrough on $10 billion in funding for COVID therapeutics, research, and vaccine manufacturing. It is far less than the $22.5 billion requested by President Biden, and Schumer says does not include $5 billion proposed for a global health fund. Republican leaders insist new COVID funding be paid for. Romney says the money will be repurposed from unspent COVID relief programs previously approved.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A coronavirus outbreak has Shanghai, China under complete lockdown now. 26 million people ordered to stay home under a zero-tolerance policy. Most of the cases they have there are asymptomatic, and no deaths have been reported in this outbreak driven by a more infectious but less lethal coronavirus variant. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There's a new law in Colorado protecting abortion rights.
The Reproductive Health Equity Act, signed by Governor Jared Polis, guarantees access to reproductive health care and bans local governments from imposing their own restrictions.
Colorado has been, is, and will be a pro-choice state.
The law also says fertilized eggs, embryos, and fetuses do not have independent rights.
It means that no matter what the Supreme Court does in the future, people, women in Colorado, will be able to choose when and if they have children.
Several Democratic-led states have codified the right to an abortion ahead of a Supreme Court ruling on a Mississippi case that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Republicans would still be able to introduce legislation and ballot measures to reverse Colorado's new law. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Well, it seems a Republican candidate for Congress in New Hampshire, Matt Maurer, voted twice during the 2016 Republican presidential primaries when he ran Chris Christie's presidential campaign. An Associated Press look at public voting record shows that Maurer voted in New Hampshire and then in New Jersey, 4 months later, re-registering using his parents' address after Christie's campaign ended. Maurer went on to serve as an advisor in the Trump administration. No comment from his campaign about the double voting. The U.S. and the Philippines are 9 days into 12 days of annual joint military exercises known as Balakatan. It's Tagalog for shoulder to shoulder.
The Balakatan 22 involves nearly 9,000 combined troops from both countries and is the largest joint military drill between the two since 2015. Heather Varieva is with the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines. She noted in a press release, Balakatan is a critical opportunity to work shoulder to shoulder with our Philippine allies toward a free and open Indo-Pacific that is more connected, prosperous, secure, and resilient. The U.S. and Philippines militaries will also be conducting several humanitarian and civic assistance projects, such as renovating several elementary schools and community health engagements. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Kansas wins the men's college basketball championship, coming back to beat North Carolina 72-69. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.